Okay, yeah. So I got up. I said, okay, I don't want to have this conversation again today because I had this conversation yesterday. Same thing I say every day. I thought, well, okay. So God said, can I just be present in my day? I started asking God, can I be present in my day? Can I feel this presence of this day? And then I go, the life is always going on. It's always present. So it's always here to be experienced every second, right? And I'm missing out on it because I'm not conscious of it. I'm not conscious of it. And I go, but I'm supposed to be enjoying the day. And this is how I started this one here. I said, so I'm supposed to be enjoying the day, and I'm already thinking about, you know, whatever I'm thinking about. And in order to get present again, I had to ask God to be present with me to help me experience. And then I thought, I'm supposed to here to express the joy that's within me. That's what I'm supposed to enjoy my life, right? It's my life, that the living presence in me is my life. And I'm supposed to be expressing that. That's what enjoy means. And they're like, oh, enjoy, because I'm always thinking enjoy because we spell it differently, right? But that's what we're supposed to be experiencing, is the joy of our life. We've been given a gift of life, right? And it's within us, and we're supposed to be enjoying it, which is that our life is the expression of our inner joy. And most of us go around looking for where they can get something on the outside to feel better on the inside. It's crazy. So this is the way it is every day. I get up and I'm looking for something on the outside so that I can feel better. When I have the joy that I'm looking for is on the inside, I never go there. I don't even ask. Now, I don't have the power to get there on my own because my mind takes off on me. So if I don't ask God first thing in the morning to be the presence of my life, then I don't get to experience the joy that's already there. I don't have to go find it, right? But I got a mind that keeps telling me, no, something's missing, Paul. So you got to hurry up. You're late. You started out late. You got to hurry up, right? That's how it starts out every day. You're late already. Better hurry up. Where am I going? What is it that I think I'm going to find out there that's going to allow me to appreciate my life? And so, so if I don't begin my conversation, I don't ever think like this. This isn't my normal. My normal train of thought is, I'm going to rock out. I'm going to go. I have to ride all the way over there and pick up that fucking Randolph guy again today. You know, I got to go out of my way to pick him up. And oh, what a pain in the ass he is. And instead, I get to have this joy of picking up my friend, go to a meeting, and we have a fellowship on the way to the meeting and the way home. But no, not in my mind. It ain't happening in my mind. You're a pain in my ass, don't you understand? And this is the way it is. And I think that the best I can do is to go, all right, I'll pick him up. Imagine going through life like that. Man. That's what we do, though, right? I mean, isn't that, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one. Maybe it's just me. But I know that on my own, you know, and I'm over exaggerating, of course, because it isn't like, I gotta go, but some days it actually is that, you know what I mean? And if I don't remember who I am, that I am this infinite joy that's trying to represent itself as me in this day, then I forget all about who I am, and I'm more concerned with what I'm doing than who I'm being. And then I'm gonna try to find something on the outside, and I'm gonna get lost in my day, and I'll forget all about the presence of whatever that I'm looking for is already within me, trying to express itself, and I don't even know it. And I think something's missing. And then I go around hurting the people around me, trying to find what's already within me. Ain't that a bitch, huh? So I gotta begin the conversation every day, so that's how I do it. So hopefully this is gonna, I'm gonna put this on a blog so that at least I give some people some example. It's not the best example I could possibly give, but it's an example, of how to at least begin.
Don't put me right in front of this tree. I can't get out.
You can't. You, well, see, already you start. See, you didn't go because you're already complaining. There you go.